Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music. I'm face to face with an angel. How'd you get those eyes so blue? Your vision in white. And I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might. Stars above, and I got the chance to have a dance, but one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love.
We're snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him, don't and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat top box when he would play.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music, and this is going to be a lot of fun for me to do and for you to listen to. I'll be playing a full hour of the legends of country music plus a comedy break about halfway through the show. Now, in the second half of the show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will feature some amazing banjo songs you may have never heard before. Now, I'll do this because I really, really love banjo music, and I'm going to feature some well-known hit songs played on banjo, fiddle, and guitar. So stick around. This is going to be a lot of fun. The song I just played was Roseanne Cash and something she did back in 1987 called the Tennessee Flat Top Box. The song, which was a hit for her dad, Johnny Cash, back in 1961, landed at number one for her. I opened the set with a number one hit record for Tracy Byrd from 1993, Hold in Heaven. Tracy Byrd was first heard on our radios a year earlier in 1992, but Hold in Heaven was what's called a breakthrough hit. Tracy Byrd and I share a common interest. We both have worked with Special Olympics for many years. He's been a national spokesman for Special Olympics, and I do my part working with our local Special Olympians on various adventures. They are very special people.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music. City like the eyes in the subway station. It's 10 stories to my desk in the smoggy sky. But after 5, I'm headed home to heaven, to an easy world. There ain't nothing like the love of a small town. Coffee and the sound of her sweet voice calling. Country station on the kitchen radio. That's how I know there's still a little magic in this crazy world. There ain't nothing like the love of a small town. The city feel like walks in the cool country rain. traffic and the sound of the street is quiet. Fifth Avenue is dressed in a foot of snow. Nowhere to go, but underneath the covers, lovers while the snowflakes swirl. There ain't nothing like the look of a small-town girl. There ain't nothing like the look of a small-town girl.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong, and I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad. Help me make it through the night. And it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through tonight.
That is Sammy Smith at a number one hit record for her from 1970. Help me make it through the night. Boy, what a song. It earned her a Grammy Award for the best female country vocal for that year. The song was written and recorded by Kris Kristofferson, also in 1970, but the Sammy Smith version was a big, big hit. I opened the set with a 1986 hit record for Steve Warnier, Small Town Girl. He hails from Indiana and first hit the country music record charts in 1978 and just kept on going, racking up a lot of number one hit records. Now, before he became a successful recording artist, he played guitar with several other legends of country music, including Bob Lumen and Chet Atkins.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Here is a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
The lights and the harbor don't shine for me. A of a heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of a heartbreak. Did I fail? Why did you leave me? Always to sail this sea of a heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. How I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of a heartbreak.
Woo!
Now, I don't know about you, but listening to that song brings back images of the 1996 sci-fi comedy movie Mars Attacks. That song was Slim Whitman's Indian Love Call from 1952, and the song itself was a big hit. It was a number two hit record for Slim Whitman and stayed at number two for 3 weeks. Now, in the Mars Attacks movie, the song kills Martians with Slim Whitman's yodeling. Remember Jack Nicholson as the President of the United States addressing the nation after the Martians attacked Washington?
I want the people to know that they still have 2 out of 3 branches of the government working for them, and that ain't bad.
That ain't bad. I opened the set with Don Gibson and his number two hit record from 1961, The Sea of Heartbreak. Don Gibson had a very long run on the country music record charts, roughly from 1956 to 1976. Wow. 20 years of hit records.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Tan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah.
All day long, just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Guitar and my dark sunglasses,
this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down, over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun goes
when the sun
down.
Goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright. When the sun sinks down, over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
Everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
When the sun goes down,
we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the water, she thinks crackers sexy. When the sun goes down.
We'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, Uncle Kenny's hotter. When the sun goes down, when the sun goes down, oh, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, hey Uncle Kenny, when the sun goes down.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you I begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the thing.
Enjoying this edition of Sweet Country Music. That was Roy Orbison and his 1989 number 7 hit, You Got It. Not only was it a hit on country radio, but it was also a hit on the pop record charts as well. The song was released in January 1989 and zoomed to the top of the record charts. But Roy Orbison had died just a few weeks earlier of a heart attack in December 1988. I opened the set with Kenny Chesney and his duet with Uncle Cracker called When the Sun Goes Down. The song had a nice tropical feel to it, and it landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart in 2004 and stayed at number one for 5 weeks. Uncle Cracker is a songwriter and singer of both country and rock songs. Well, we're halfway through this edition of Sweet Country Music, and that means it's time for a comedy break. And this time I'm going to play something from one of my favorite comedians, Jeff Dunham. Then during the second half of the show, I'll be featuring some really cool banjo songs by a bunch of studio musicians who call themselves the Banjo Super Pickers. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. I think you're going to like what's coming up. I'm Larry Cracker, your host for Sweet Country Music, and I'll be right back. And now, here's Jeff Dunham with his buddy Walter. And Walter is all dressed up as Frankenstein for Halloween.
Oh, shut the hell up!
Good evening, Walter.
Do I look like Walter?
Well, you look like a Walter Frankenstein.
Well, then call me Crankenstein.
All right, Crankenstein, you look good.
No, I don't. I look like a cross between Hillary Clinton and the Hulk. No offense, Hulk. All right. You don't look like either one of them. Then I look like Gundy in a nursing home. How about that? That would make you pokey.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've been working on that. That's my angry sound.
Yeah.
Here's my happy sound. Here's surprised.
If you don't like the costume, then why'd you pick this one?
We're supposed to dress as whatever scared us as a kid.
Oh, so for you that was Frankenstein.
Actually, it was a Catholic priest, but... But,
Walter, are you ever happy?
You should hope not. Why, can you imagine me coming out of here in a good mood? Hi, everybody, I'm Walter, and life is peachy. You'd be working at Starbucks in a week.
You know, Walter, these people came here to be entertained.
Not all of them.
You're not exactly young anymore. Hey!
Let's think about this for a second one. How long have I been in the show?
24 years.
24 years! So anybody who might have seen our show 24 years ago,
yeah,
I look exactly the same. You do not. Yeah, this show started out young man, old man. Pretty soon we're gonna be the stinking Sunshine Boys. I used to give you dating and marriage advice. Not too long from now, we're going to be on stage comparing colonoscopies.
There you go. Jeff Dunham and his cranky old buddy, Walter. Time now for the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time, I'm going to spotlight some amazing banjo music. Actually, I'll be playing some banjo, fiddle, and guitar picking from the Nashville Super Pickers. Now, if you've never heard of them before, I think you're going to like what you hear. They're going to play a couple of hit records. One was a country hit from John Denver, and the other one a rock and roll hit by the Beatles. Yeah, the Beatles. You're not going to believe this. So, let's get to work. Here are the Nashville Super Pickers on Sweet Country Music. Boys are the Nashville Super Pickers with two examples of taking an ordinary hit record and giving it totally new life with banjos, guitars, and fiddles. That was the Beatles' hit song, I Want to Hold Your Hand. But holy cow, the Nashville Super Pickers gave that old song new life with that performance. I opened the set with a John Denver hit, Thank God I'm a Country Boy, and like the Beatles song, the Nashville Super Pickers gave it new life. And by the way, the Nashville Super Pickers had one country hit record of their own, something called New York Cowboy in 1981.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Way down yonder in the land of
has done to me. And they closed those old blue eyes and fell limp. Gets my side, no more pain. Now he's safe back home in Dixie. I sang Dixie as he died. Just walked on by as I cried. Bottle had arrived in of all his rebel pride. So I sang Dixie as he died. I sang Dixie.
That is Dwight Yoakam and his 1988 number one hit record, I Sang Dixie. It's a sad song. In fact, it's such a sad song that in 2019, Rolling Stone magazine put together a list of the 40 saddest country songs of all times. And I Sang Dixie was ranked as number 26. I opened the set with a more upbeat song from Carrie Underwood. The story of the All-American Girl. The number one hit record from 2007 is all about what she describes as the perfect All-American Girl. Carrie Underwood is amazing and has won a lot of awards. In fact, she was also the 2004 winner of the American Idol TV show.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Care.
marching along, making up yarns and a singing a song, itching for a fight and righting the wrong, crazy as a fire and twice as strong. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Go the Kentucky Headhunters and something they did back in 1991, the Ballad of Davy Crockett. What? Yeah, the story of one of the most famous early frontiersmen and congressmen from Tennessee. The song was first introduced on the 1955 Walt Disney ABC television series Davy Crockett, starring Fess Parker. In fact, Fess Parker even did a version of the song, and here's what it sounds like.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so's he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
That's Fess Parker's version. Now, why the Kentucky Headhunters recorded that song? Well, it was probably just a lot of fun to do. I opened the set with a duet from Michael Martin Murphy and Holly Dunn, A Face in the Crowd. The song landed at number 4 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in 1987 and stayed on our radios as a hit record for 23 weeks. You know, I think I'll end this edition of Sweet Country Music with a family group you don't hear on the radio all that much, The Whites.
I'm hanging around, hoping you'll get lonely. I'm hanging around, though you say we're through. You're telling me now that you'll never miss me, but I'm hanging around just in case you do. I want to be beside you every step you take. Every time you turn around, I'll be in your way. All over you like get the itch, that's when you'll find me here to stay. I'm hanging around, hoping you'll get lonely. I'm hanging around, though you say we're through. You're telling me now that you'll never miss me, hanging around just in case you do.
There you go, gang. A nice song from an Abilene, Texas country band called The Whites and their number 9 hit record from late 1982, Hanging Around. The Whites consist of Sharon White, Cheryl White, and their dad, Buck White. Sharon White married Ricky Skaggs in 1981, and in fact, he sang on several of the Whites' early recordings. The Whites are one of those country bands you don't hear on the radio all that much, but they're welcome on this show. Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is all over, but boy, did I have fun playing some of the stuff that you heard, including the Nashville Super Pickers. During the feature presentation, these guys on banjo, fiddle, and guitar.
Wow.
And then, of course, I had a chance to play the Ballad of Davy Crockett. This is going to date me, but I remember watching that on Walt Disney back in 1955. That dates me, huh? Oh, well. Hey, I'm Larry Crafton, your host. Talk to you later.